Not all philanthropists are rich. A few coins at a time is how Chen Shuji earns a living. She works up to 18 hours a day, 6 days a week. But no matter how much she earns, she spends no more than $3 a day on herself. With the rest, she helps other people.
I feel very happy after donating money. Money is only useful if you give it to people who need it.
Poverty is something Ms. Chen has struggled with almost all her life. She quit school to help support her family after her mother died during a difficult childbirth. Her brother died a few years later, also because her family couldn't afford proper medical care. But instead of getting angry, the tragedies inspired her to help the less fortunate.
With her modest earnings and simple way of living, Ms. Chen has managed to donate more than $350,000 to a local school, hospital, and children's homes like this one, which look after youngsters whose parents can't care for them.
Many children have grown up on the money and vegetables she donates, and the charity has built a second home in another city. Her generosity is frequently met with shock.
And I'm surprised, and I said, wow, you give them 1 million? I said, I thought it's 5,000 or 10,000, that's the big money already. And I said, wow, what can I do? I said, what can I do? I asked her. He said, well, what do you want? What do you plan? You do it and just help the kids.
Her charity donations have made Ms. Chen famous around the world. She's received multiple honors and awards, including this one from the Filipino president, where she was awarded $50,000. She promptly gave the money away to this local hospital. That inspired an outpouring of donations and a new medical wing. Despite the hard work and back and knee problems, Ms. Chen has no plans to retire.
I hope I can do this forever. Everyone can do it. It's not just me. If you want to do it, you must do it right away. After all, you can't take the money with you when you leave this world.
Cindy Hsu, BBC News, Taidong City.